Good morning. How is everyone doing today? It is a beautiful Wednesday morning, is it? I'm not sure. I don't even know what today's date is. I'm sure it's Wednesday. I'm pretty sure of that. I am reporting live from Miami, Florida. You guys message me and tell me where you guys are reporting for today. I want to speak on the Cavs and the Celtics. I want to speak on the NBA, period. The NBA. It's been an exciting season. I'm not even going to tell you guys a lot. For me, why? Because it's been unexpected. A lot of unexpected has been happening. Toronto made it past the second round. Made it past the first round to the second round. The Celtics are doing awesome without any real superstars, but emerging superstars are doing, man, the young guys over there, man, they are just unbelievable. These guys are doing everything they need to do as a team. I think it's because of the coach. I think he deserves coach of the year because this guy is smart, man. This guy puts sets together that throws off whatever the Cavs have going on. For me, I don't think the Cavs are pretty confident within themselves. They lean on LeBron, which can't do it all on his own. But they're doing all right. I'm lying. They are not doing all right, man. The Celtics is fun to demolish that shit. Excuse my language, but they really are going to dominate them boys this year. At least in my heart, I believe. I root for the underdog. That's why I'm going for that. If you don't like the subject, message me and let me know. Hey, that's your opinion. But like I said, I like the Celtics. Tatum, Rozier, and the other dude with the fade. I don't remember his name. Excuse me. Message me and let me know his name if you're listening. Horford, he's doing great this season as a veteran. You know, he's from Florida. One time for him. University of Florida, but I'm a University of Miami fan. But, you know, everything Florida, I'm rooting for him. Florida over everything. If you guys don't like that, message me and let me know you don't like that. Tell me how you feel about that. But, yeah, the Celtics are doing real good, man. This season's been real, like, I like when emerging teams come up and just let and put their stake in the ground and let them know, like, we here. We are here. And that's what the Celtics are definitely doing this season, man. It's postseason, actually. Man. Wow. What do you think the Cavs need to do in order to step up? And who, like, Rodney Hood, he's really, like, he's leaving next year. You know, LeBron is not keeping him. He got to go. Coach is sending him on his way. He is not doing what he need to do in order to elevate his situation. Or elevate his game, especially playing with somebody that wants to see everybody play well. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody wants to see everyone there play well. Like, LeBron is a person that is going to pass and make you a better person. All you need to do is shoot. And what are you? You are a shooter, my guy. And you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I can't understand that. And then you're complaining about it. You would probably not have seen the postseason if it's not for the trade that was made. My God, like, get that stuff, get it together, man. I'm not against you. I'm with any black man that's trying to do what they need to do, but you cannot complain and be that way about going about business. You understand what I'm saying? Getting your job done. I think he's kind of nervous. Maybe he's nervous. If you're nervous, I understand. You're young. You're not used to it. But come on, you can't be like, no, put him in. And, like, you know what I'm saying? The attitude is not needed in the postseason. But anyway, going back to these Celtics, man, they are amazing. You guys let me know what you think about the series, man. Message me if you're listening. Let me know what you think about the series. What do you think about the Rockets? To me, in my opinion, James Harden is not like a solidified superstar. He is not like a LeBron or a KD. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's one of those guys. Like, I don't think he's clutch. He's an amazing player, man, far as scoring wise. But I think he getting intimidated when put like you know how you fighting somebody, right? Like, you might be a bully and he might, but once you go against him and he hits you in your chin, you like you have second thoughts about it. Like, damn, how I gotta go about this now? Like, you lose confidence, and I think he loses confidence when somebody hit him in his chin, and I think he been hitting the chin. The Warriors are like a super team, like something you wouldn't even fathom. But then again, back then they had super teams. Like, come on, Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon, I think even Barkley was there for a season with those guys, man. Like, we had super teams from back then. I never knew what they were talking about. Like, super teams are just a thing of today. You know, you had to make a super team. If you did not make a super team to go against Michael Jordan back then, how would you have survived? Like, people had to put things together in perspective in order to beat these people, man. And I felt like that's exactly what Golden State did to, like, they already was good without KD, but once they put him on the team, they solidified going against LeBron every year. Unless LeBron goes to the West, which I doubt he'll do. He's the king of the East, man. He's the king. You better not leave the East, my guy. What do you think Miami need to do, man? I think we got a solid big man as far as Whiteside and a couple young guys who could play. I like the Dragon. The Dragon is he's a real good player, man. I just think we need somebody like Kawhi. Kawhi, come to Miami, man. Come to Miami, man. Come to Miami. The Heat needs you, goddammit. You understand me? But yeah. What do you guys think the Heat need? Who do you think the Heat need in the offseason? Message me and let me know if you're a Heat fan. If you're not, let me know what your team needs in order to get to the postseason or have a good season next year. Who do you guys think I have a good season next year? What team in the NBA do you guys think I have a good season? I think the Pelicans have a real good season. They finished strong last year. I think they have a real good season. And Toronto, what you think needs to happen in Toronto? Yeah, man, they've been having the same result for many years, man. Do you think Kyle Lowry or DeRozan needs to go? And if they go, where do they go? Message me and let me know. You guys, let me know. Let me know, let me know, let me know. Let me know, let me know, let me know. For entertainment purposes, I will be in, if you're in the Miami area, I will be in a Body nightclub on Biscayne and 113 in like Biscayne. I'm not sure the address for sure, but I will be in there for the Haitian flag celebration. I will be performing. Follow me on Instagram, The Real Nutso James 6. Go listen to my music on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Nutso James. Eastside High is the project. I took the theme from the Lean On Me. The movie Lean On Me, I took the theme from that. I am Zoe Clark. I came to clean things up on the east side. You know who I am. God damn it. But yeah, you got to go ahead and check that project out and tell me what you think about that. You know, follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook, Nutso James. Instagram, The Real Nutso James 6. Instagram, The Real Nutso James 6. Yeah. But now, moving right along. Commercial breaks. Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone doing today? It is a beautiful Wednesday morning, is it? I'm not sure. I don't even know what today's date is. I'm sure it's Wednesday. I'm pretty sure of that. I am reporting live from Miami, Florida. You guys message me and tell me where you guys are reporting for today. I want to speak on the Cavs and the Celtics. I want to speak on the NBA, period. The NBA. It's been an exciting season. I'm not even going to tell you guys a lot. For me, why? Because it's been unexpected. A lot of unexpected has been happening. Toronto made it past the second round. Made it past the first round to the second round. The Celtics are doing awesome without any real superstars, but emerging superstars are doing, man, the young guys over there, man, they are just unbelievable. These guys are doing everything they need to do as a team. I think it's because of the coach. I think he deserves coach of the year because this guy is smart, man. This guy puts sets together that throws off whatever the Cavs have going on. For me, I don't think the Cavs are pretty confident within themselves. They lean on LeBron, which can't do it all on his own. But they're doing all right. I'm lying. They are not doing all right, man. The Celtics is fun to demolish that shit. Excuse my language, but they really are going to really dominate them boys this year. At least in my heart, I believe. I root for the underdog. That's why I am going for that. If you don't like the subject, message me and let me know. Hey, that's your opinion. But like I said, I like the Celtics. Tatum, Rozier, and the other dude with the fade. I don't remember his name. Excuse me. Message me and let me know his name if you're listening. Horford, he's doing great this season as a veteran. You know, he's from Florida. One time for him. University of Florida, but I'm a University of Miami fan. But, you know, everything Florida, I'm rooting for him. Florida over everything. If you guys don't like that, message me and let me know you don't like that. Tell me how you feel about that. But, yeah, the Celtics are doing real good, man. This season been real, like, I like when emerging teams come up and just let and put their stake in the ground and let them know, like, we here. We are here. And that's what the Celtics are definitely doing this season, man. It's postseason, actually. Man. Wow. What do you think the Cavs need to do in order to step up? And who, like, Rodney Hood, he really, like, he's leaving next year. You know, LeBron is not keeping him. He got to go. Coach is sending him on his way. He is not doing what he need to do in order to elevate his situation. Or elevate his game, especially playing with somebody that wants to see everybody play well. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody wants to see him, everyone there play well. Like, LeBron is the person that is going to pass and make you a better person. All you need to do is shoot. And what are you? You are a shooter, my guy. And you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I can't understand that. And then you're complaining about it. You would probably not have seen the postseason if it's not for the trade that was made. My guy, like, get that stuff, get it together, man. I'm not against you. I'm with any black man that's trying to do what they need to do, but you cannot complain and be that way about going about business. You understand what I'm saying? Getting your job done. I think he's kind of nervous. Maybe he's nervous. If you're nervous, I understand. You're young. You're not used to it. But come on, you can't be like, no, put him in. And, like, you know what I'm saying? The attitude is not needed in the postseason. But anyway, going back to these Celtics, man, they are amazing. You guys let me know what you think about the series, man. Message me if you're listening. Let me know what you think about the series. What do you think about the Rockets? Man, to me, in my opinion, James Harden is not like a solidified superstar. He is not like a LeBron or a KD. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's one of those guys. Like, I don't think he's clutch. He's an amazing player, man, far as scoring wise. But I think he getting intimidated when put like you know how you fighting somebody, right? Like, you might be a bully and he might, but once you go against him and he hits you in your chin, you like you have second thoughts about it. Like, damn, how I gotta go about this now? Like, you lose confidence, and I think he loses confidence when somebody hit him in his chin, and I think he been hitting the chin. The Warriors are like a super team, like something you wouldn't even fathom. But then again, back then they had super teams. Like, come on, Clyde Drexler, Hakeem Olajuwon. I think even Barkley was there for a season with those guys, man. Like, we had super teams from back then. I never knew what they were talking about. Like, super teams are just a thing of today. You know, you had to make a super team. If you did not make a super team to go against Michael Jordan back then, how would you have survived? Like, people had to put things together in perspective in order to beat these people, man. And I felt like that's exactly what Golden State did to, like, they already was good without KD, but once they put him on the team, they solidified going against LeBron every year. Unless LeBron goes to the West, which I doubt he'll do. He's the king of the East, man. He's the king. You better not leave the East, my guy. What do you think Miami need to do, man? I think we got a solid big man as far as Whiteside and a couple young guys who could play. I like the Dragon. The Dragon is a real good player, man. I just think we need somebody like Kawhi. Kawhi, come to Miami, man. Come to Miami, man. Come to Miami. The Heat needs you, goddammit. You understand me? But yeah. What do you guys think the Heat need? Who do you think the Heat need in the offseason? Message me and let me know if you're a Heat fan. If you're not, let me know what your team needs in order to get to the postseason or have a good season next year. Who do you guys think I have a good season next year? What team in the NBA do you guys think I have a good season? I think the Pelicans have a real good season. They finished strong last year. I think they'll have a real good season. And Toronto, what you think needs to happen in Toronto? Yeah, man, they've been having the same result for many years, man. Do you think Kyle Lowry or DeRozan needs to go? And if they go, where do they go? Message me and let me know. You guys, let me know. Let me know, let me know, let me know. Let me know, let me know, let me know. For entertainment purposes, I will be in, if you're in the Miami area, I will be in a Body nightclub on Biscayne and 113 in like Biscayne. I'm not sure the address for sure, but I will be in there for the Haitian flag celebration. I will be performing. Follow me on Instagram, The Real Nutso James 6. Go listen to my music on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Nutso James. Eastside High is the project. I took the theme from the Lean On Me. The movie Lean On Me, I took the theme from that. I am Zo Clark, came to clean things up on the east side. You know who I am, god damn it. But yeah, you gotta go ahead and check that project out and tell me what you think about that. You know, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, Nutso James. Instagram, The Real Nutso James 6. Instagram, The Real Nutso James 6. Yeah. But nah, moving right along. Commercial break.